Amen. May be seated. Three opening. Open to Job 22 again. And you know, we dealt with the 21st to the 28th verse, but I'm just going to read the 28th verse for time's sake, because a lot of things I have to cover tonight. We're going to deal with start decreeing the finished work of Christ over your soul. That's your heart. That's your inner man. Your body receive instruction from your soul. And the enemy use the soul as an en route into our lives to produce things, that satanic thing that he wants to produce, because our souls are not saved. Our spirits are saved, but our soul. So what you want to do is get your trinity to become one. Your spirit, your soul, and your body to become one like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Do you understand that?
Amen.
So the great element that you're going to have to grasp is, how powerful is your faith? How powerful is your faith? Your faith has to grasp things in the spirit world and cause it to manifest. How powerful is your faith? Let me give you another definition of decreeing before we read. I saw. Decreeing is sowing. The word and the promises of God. The provision of God. I'll go over it. In your soul. And in the atmosphere for the harvest, Jesus. What is already yours. Your decreeing must be faith-based. Now, we say to you that the NIV Bible in this text says, called decreeing deciding. And let me give you the definition again. The Holy Ghost gave me this. Decreeing is sowing. It's a type of sowing. Like you sow a seed. The word and the promises of God. The provisions of God. And then it says, in your soul, in your mind, in your imagination, in your conscience. Because your spirit already got a hold of it.
Yes, sir.
What? And in the atmosphere for the harvest, what is already yours. Your decreeing must be faith based. Now look here in Job 22:28. It said, thou shalt also decree a thing, or decide a thing, or sow a thing in the spirit, and it shall be yours, established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways and show you how to walk in it. All right. Now, Psalm 2, verse 7. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me. You see, now it is not a decree until the Lord said it to you. So decreeing is based on revelation that is seen. Not just a Bible story. The Holy Spirit has something to do with decreeing. He has to unfold beyond the known in the realm of the spirit, what you're decreeing by faith, and he'll cause it to come to pass.
Yes,
I would declare the decree. See, if it's not given to you, you can't declare it. I will declare the decree that Leroy has said unto me. Oh, the Lord. I call my dad name. That Chet Hagin had said to me, finally, oh my goodness, the Lord going to have to talk to you. And that's the position I'm trying to get you in. I'm going to get you in a position that no matter where you are, what you're dealing with, you can pause and God will tell you how to get out. And what's so good about it, you trust him when he said it.
Yes.
See, this is where we want to be as Christians, where we know that no matter what condition we in, God always has a way to lead us out. So I want to talk to where you are now, because we need some changes. I want to talk to you. I want you to get out of stress, get out of being anxious, and just let it happen. Just agree with God. He's not going to let you down. He's not going to fail you. Just listen. He's going to talk to you. He knows exactly what you need to do. He knows exactly what you need to say. He knows exactly when you need to be quiet. Don't say nothing. Let me handle this. Just trust me. Now, I want to deal with tonight. I want to deal with your life now. I want to deal with what you, tonight, you come here. I want you to be able to leave here with substance to deal with whatever you need to deal with. Are you listening to me? So he says, I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, so the Lord give you decrees. Thou art my, he give you seed to sow. Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Now those other voices, when you start decreeing, the eighth voice says, ask of me and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Underline the word inheritance and possession. And then he said, the ninth voice, thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. In other words, when you're in the right insight from God, there's nothing can stop you. Now the soul is so important here, and it's gonna take me three or four sessions to really get this out. The soul is so important here, and it's been left out to a certain degree. And so just turn to Matthew chapter 11 for our third scripture, and then I'll start giving you some things that you really need to decree to your soul. Matthew chapter 11. Let me use a word here that may give us a green light so we can catch a hold of it. I could use simple word. Reveal decrees. Reveal. In other words, God reveals something for you to say at a time like this. When you might be dealing with something, and then God revealed to you what to say. And then if God revealed to you what to say, that means he's backing it up. Right?
Yes, sir.
And so you're going to have to be in faith, for lack of a better word to say, God don't always talk in English.
That's
right. So he'll give you a statement that don't make sense to you. And you're scared to say it because you're in flesh. But if you move over into faith, you'll say exactly what he told you to say. And it shakes the enemy up for you talking like that. Because you're talking like a god. You're not talking like a regular person. You're saying things that is not normal. But it based on not reading, not repeating. It based on revelation. What I said based on?
Revelation.
You are designed in every situation to receive, oh my goodness, a revelation. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
You are designed by God to be able to receive a revelation that you can decree. And it got to come to pass. But you have to have faith for it to come to pass.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
You really don't have a problem. I said you really don't have a problem. You have a God. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
God wants you to be happy. God wants you to have joy. He wants you to have peace. But you can't have it without revelation and do some decreeing. Yes. This is mine. I have it now.
Yes.
All right. So this text in Matthew chapter 11, Jesus talked to us. And I always used to read the 28th, 29th, and 30th verse of that 11th chapter. Yes. But some years back, he told me, no, you got to read that 27th verse or you can't go to the 28th verse. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, verse 27. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will what?
Reveal
him. Now that word reveal, that word reveal is almost, I want to say a dumb statement, it's almost divine stealing. You're taking back what the devil stole from you. And you have the divine right to do so. But you can't be a normal Christian. You can't flow in a normal pattern. You got to have an expectation to jump across the fence and get on the other side. Are you following me? You've got to have that expectation. You can't just keep saying the same prayer, reading the same scripture. You got to let the scripture read you. People don't enjoy Christ because they're just church members. But if you really want to enjoy him, he talks to you when you lay down, when you're driving your car, and have fellowship. You see, you want to get where you can enjoy God and not, listen to what I'm about to say, and not be held back another moment. Not waiting to die and go to heaven. So once you step into revelation, then he says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and that's the church.
Yeah.
I will give you rest. It's time to rest.
Yeah.
Tell somebody next, it's time to rest.
It's time to rest.
I don't care what's going on. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in the heart, and you shall find rest. Now look where you got to find that rest though. Rest for your soul, your mind. Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians 4, 6. Let's look down there a minute. Be anxious for nothing. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, that's your shopping list. With thanksgiving, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. By the way, it doesn't matter what's going on around you. Shop. It doesn't matter. Go ahead on and shop. See, supplication. Watch what happened now. Go to the seventh verse. The reason you're not in peace, you don't know how to shout. Spiritually. And I'm saying these things that make you cross the fence.
Yes,
I'm teaching this so you'll know how to shout.
Yes,
well, I never heard it. Know how to shop spiritually.
Yes,
go into scripture shopping.
Yes.
You're not so much shopping for yourself, you're shopping for what pleased God.
Yes.
And when you're shopping for what pleased God, because that whole fourth, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What did he say? So why you won't look shop for them? Shop right and it'll be added. Yes. What the scripture in Philippians 4:19? But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Once you learn these things, you're not going to have to pray for those other things. Then he goes on and said, but my God, you need go back to Philippians 4:6. I want to look at that seventh verse. And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind. You see, there it is now. That's your soul. Yes. Through Christ Jesus. What need to be kept?
Your heart and mind.
So your soul,
yes, sir,
and your mind need to be kept.
Yes,
and they're not going to be kept unless they're kept by faith.
Yes,
now, and then he said, come unto me, all you that live in heaven, and let not give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, Jesus talking, to find rest unto your soul. So I'm going to get you where you have a restful soul.
Amen.
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, start decreeing the finished work of Christ over your soul. I'm going to go to seven things that the Lord gave me. And I want you to get ready to have seven decrees. Or decreeing seven graces over your life. Now, graces mean it's already yours, but it cannot manifest unless your faith do it. Turn to Galatians chapter 6, verse 14, and Galatians 2 and 20. Galatians 6, 14. I'm going to give you the first decree from the Lord. I will declare the decree of the Lord, right? So I'm going to bring you a decree from the Lord to start decreeing over your soul and decreeing over your life. And it's going to sound so simple, but it's so profound if you start doing it. This grace over your life, you start decreeing it. Decreeing the power and glory of the cross. And notice Galatians 6:14 there with me. But God forbid that I should glory, save, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world.
Yes, sir.
I see you didn't get it.
Yes,
glory in that cross. What? Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. Look at it. I'm determined not to know anything. And him crucified. See, that's what we got to get. That got to be the primary thing in our life. To glorify God for giving us his son. Now, the dynamics of your life is found in Galatians 2:20. The dynamics of your life. I'm crucified with Christ. Are you? Christ wouldn't have worried about the last problem you had. You say you're crucified with him. Why are you resurrected for that problem? How many guilty? I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now look at the next verse, the first statement of the next verse. Got a word called frustrate. Huh? Is it frustrate in that? Who gives it? And see, you notice my hand up? My hand is not up for you. See your hand up. My hand is up for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. All right. Now, so decreeing the power and glory of the cross consistent in your life. Now this one, turn to Revelation 12. And I want y'all to have these. He gave them to me in prayer. But it's going to be said a different way because I see what Satan is using to cause us problem. He's actually using our soul to cause us problem. He can't use our spirit. So if he can use our soul, then he can use what else? Y'all better talk up. If he can use your soul, then he can use your body. But if he can't use your soul, that's all your sickness going right there. Because you're going to correct you. See, if he can't use your soul and trick you, you know, even today, I had chest pains. I said, God, dog. I said, what is this? I know I got my soul clean, my spirit. I said, what is this? So my two boys sit down and talk with me. I said, Daddy, what you been doing? I said, well, I've been lifting weight. I said, I was straining, I pushed 25 times. Boy, I said, Dad, that's your muscles. And guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Every pain left. When it was exposed, it was my muscle. Satan said, your heart. You're about to have a heart attack. You laid your hand on all them people Sunday. I'm going to kill you today. How many of y'all been there? Hey, y'all, you see what I'm saying? It is something, man. I've been pumping that iron. I'm pumping, you know, and broke all them muscles up, and the muscles mad now. You had Revelation 12? So I never heard it given this way, but we're going into maturing. It's in decreeing the power of the blood into your soul. I never heard that before. Decreeing the power of the blood into your soul, because you don't have to decree it in your spirit. Your spirit will not go off track. It's divine. Unless your soul take it off track. So here in Revelation 12 and 11, I want you to look at this. I got them getting me another board to put here where I can see them scripture when I'm talking and walking. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto the death. But they overcame by the blood. See, so you're decreeing the power of the blood into your soul that it can get into your mind and get into your conscience, it get into your imagination, it can get into your emotion. Otherwise, you have blood emotion. Now, once Satan see you have that kind of emotion, that you bringing blood in your emotion, would already have paid for whatever dilemma you're dealing with. He wants you to bring flesh in it. He wants you to bring fear in it. But God had not given us a spirit of fear, did he? What? Power, love, and a sound mind. Power, love,
love,
and a sound mind.
Power,
love,
love,
and a sound mind. If you're not functioning in power, if you're not functioning in love, if you're not functioning in a sound mind, Satan's going to get you through your soul. Let power answer. Let love answer. Let a, y'all getting this? Let a sound mind answer. He don't want you with a sound mind. He wants you crazy. He wants you to act like you're not saved, that you don't have a God watching over you who said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So, as you see the apostle today, I went through the little transaction today. You go through transaction. Now, I wasn't afraid. I just want to know why something's not happening. Decreeing the power of the blood, Revelation 12 and 11. We went over there yet, 11. And they overcame him. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Well, I can't overcome today with the blood. Same blood. Yeah, I show you dealing with something. I decree the blood of Jesus over this situation. What? Now, the cross nor the blood is sufficient without the resurrection. If you don't have a revelation of the resurrection, you can't have the revelation of the cross and the blood. And I'll go further than that. The resurrection is invalidated unless you know he's sitting at the right hand. For if he died on the cross and shed his blood and never was resurrected, nothing happened. And the reason he's sitting down because everything is already over. And then the scripture tells us that, I don't know, I wrote that scripture down because I want you to see it, that we are seated with him. Yes. Ooh, Jesus. Yeah, I got that scripture. Decreeing the power. Let's go to decreeing the power of the resurrection. And go to Philippians 3:10. Decreeing the power of the resurrection. Decreeing the power. Now you can take any one of these any time of day, any day. You don't need all of them. take any one of these and power will come on you. Yes. Say it like you mean it. Yes, sir. Say it like you believe it. Yes. And at least say it seven times. Seven is the number of completion. Now look at this scripture. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. His resurrection belonged to me. And the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death, because when he rose, I rose with him. How about having a resurrection out of every situation that is not right? See, that's what he rose for. He rose for you to rise. Yes. All right, turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Decreeing he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and you are seated with him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 No, I'm seated with him now. That's why I like that scripture. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we find mercy and grace to help in the time of need. Because I'm seated with him.
Yeah.
So I got a right to go up there.
Yeah.
My name up there.
Yeah.
And Satan know it, but what Satan do, he play a trick with my unsaved soul. So I got to keep decreeing these things so my soul can be ready to handle things. Ephesians 1:3 is everything been provided for me. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed me with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I mean, he have done that already.
Yes.
I'm already blessed with all blessing. So what's the hole up here? Me and Satan and my soul. But I'm moving tonight. You understand what he's doing? He's trying to tell you your soul is your spirit. Because for a long time, I didn't know that when the Bible talks about a heart, it's actually talking about my soul.
You look at them
Hebrew, every time you see a heart in a man, he's talking about your soul. But then they get over in Luke, Romans 8:14, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You're led by the Spirit, but your spirit. Because 2 Peter tell you, you have a divine nature, but exceeding great and precious promises. And you have lack precious faith. He didn't say you had leaking faith. He said you had lack precious faith. Our faith been leaking. But thank God we're studying, right? Are we in this thing together?
Yes,
so we're studying. We're studying to not have leaking faith, but leaping faith. Now you sit there and think everybody being taught like this? And I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, I'm talking about God. I need this teaching myself. So we can be stronger. And then it won't hold you no more. You're crossing over, children, to your rightful place by revelation, by rhema, a live word. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. He already fought it. All victory you're not having came from religion. But it's time that the body of Christ walk in revelation. That your soul would not tell you what to do, but your spirit tell you, that your soul is through training you. You is turning around tonight, you're going to train your soul. Your soul don't know where it's going. It's trying to go somewhere, but Satan enticing your soul. Any trouble you in is a soul problem. in a sense problem. Yes. Your soul is affecting your senses, which is your body.
Yes.
But now, tonight, you're maturing to operate from your spirit.
Yes.
Be still.
Yes.
And know I'm God.
Yes.
Be slow to speak.
Yes.
Swift to hear.
Yes.
Slow to anger.
Yes.
Don't get in a hurry no more.
Yes.
Don't rush about a situation.
Yes.
Learn when to be quiet. Salah.
Yes.
Pause.
Yes.
Be still.
Yes.
I said, there's a screen. I push a button, the screen come down my garage so I can see outside. And you got an air conditioner there, so I let the air blow outside and inside too. But I sat there this morning, and when I had that excruciating pain and praying in tongues, I said, this don't have no right to be on me. What is this? What is this? So all these decrees, I made them. What is this? And then so I went out and sat and talked to my wife. What is this? Because I have a transaction going on this week that is a very high transaction, and he don't want me to make that transaction, but he'll lie. But a lot of things, you listening?
Yes, sir.
That been hidden going to be exposed to you. And you going to put a whooping on it. You going to put a whooping. He got a whoosh he never had because of where you're going. You see what God, you see what you're doing? You're maturing. I mean, pausing is maturing. If you don't know what to do, don't do nothing. Because God is saying, I already got you covered. Don't call a lawyer too fast. Let the Holy Spirit tell you what the case is. You might not need a lawyer. I use lawyer, but there's some other things too, you know. Sit down a few more minutes. Decreeing he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and you're seated with him. All right, Ephesians 1:3, we read it. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in that's the right one? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. That's a grace statement. Grace brought all that. In. Now, I want you to see something else to go with that. I want you to see something else. Look at the Ephesians 1 and 20. Is that a 20 verse? Is that a 20 verse there?
Yes, sir.
What you wrought in Christ when he raised him what? And did what? Where? Now, I'm seated with him. We read. Go to Ephesians. Oh my goodness. Go to. That's two. What we read. That's 1:20. Go to 2:6. Ephesians 2:6. What? And has what? And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When? So you mean to tell me I'm seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus? And whatever Jesus has accomplished, belong to me?
Yes.
Or whatever Jesus have accomplished, I can accomplish the same thing?
Yes.
Because I'm connected to him?
Yes.
You mean to tell me tonight I'm seated in heavenly places?
Yes.
But I got a problem. Yeah, I know you got a problem, but I'm trying to tell you how to handle the problem. You were seated in heavenly places. Your mental man, Romans 9:1. Look at Romans 9:1. I tell the truth, my lie not. My conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost. See, Satan used your conscience to try to put you in trouble. But you need to let your conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost that I'm seated. That means the war is on and over at the same time. Anybody understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you're going to go through some things, but it's over at the same time. But you got to be mature enough to know it's over. Do I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, but I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the absence of my enemy, in the presence of my enemy. Then I anoint my head with oil. Woo! And my cup keep running over. Surely. You see it? See, this is the territory you're going into. It doesn't mean you're not going to have opposition. It doesn't mean, but don't try to handle it with your soul. Don't try to handle it with your mind. See, I tell the truth, my lie, not my conscience. Bear witness to the Holy Ghost. So what Satan will do, because you said it, seated in heaven prayer with Christ Jesus, he wants you unconscious.
Yes.
And everything you're losing right now, that means you're dealing with your unconscious soul. Your spirit is conscious of the fact.
Yes.
That you have the same power that Jesus had when he's here on earth. Jesus came to live like a man, so we as a man can live the same way. We've got to have the same connection that Jesus had. Me and my Father are one. That's a powerful life God wants you to live. He don't want you just wondering how I'm going to do it. He don't want you praying on 19 hours. You know, he wants you to fellowship with him, but he wants you to get a victory, man. Get to the position where you say, hell no to Satan. No, just say it. Just cuss. Hell no. See, some of y'all are so holy, you don't want to hear that. Hell no. You're saying no to hell. Some of you are so holy, you say, oh, look at here, real man. You got to get a little bold sometimes. If you don't cuss him out, he's going to cut you out. My goodness. Look at Ephesians. Come on, I'm going to show two more voices. Ephesians 3:10. We went to Ephesians 3:10. Did we go to it? Did we go to Ephesians 3:10? Decreeing he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and you are seated with him. For the intent that now unto the principalities and the powers in heavenly places might be known by the church. Oh, my. The manifold wisdom of God. How can you lose if you operating in the manifold wisdom of God? The manifold wisdom of God belong to me. The unsearchable riches of Christ belong to me. That's why he said in James, count it all joy when you fall in various trials, tests and temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith work is patience. Let patience have a perfect working tire, wanting nothing. Then he said, if any man lack wisdom. So the only thing between you and victory tonight is you haven't asked for the wisdom. See, we sometimes ask for the solution. No, ask for the wisdom. And the wisdom will show us how to manifest the solution. So when you're dealing with something, it's not so much you need an answer to the problem. You need the wisdom of God on how to walk through it. How to make your next statement, how to make your next move. Are you with me?
Yes.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you for your word. Turn to Acts 1:8 and then Acts 2:1-4, because we're going to make this decree. Decreeing the sending of the Holy Spirit. Decree that the Holy Spirit is here. Holy Spirit is my helper. Look in Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth. Go to 2:1 now. See what happened. Acts 2:1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in Darrow in one accord in one place. Online too, online, come on. Y'all here, right? Let me say something because I feel the inspiration to say it. Something about to happen in you. Matter of fact, I can see it. I can see it on your countenance. I can see enlightenment and empowerment, illumination coming up on you. Some worry left. Some things you were thinking about left. You're getting a halo on it. Do not hug stress another moment. Take your arm from around stress and say, you leave my body, you leave my life, you leave my mind, you leave my imagination, you leave my home, you leave my car, you leave my business, you leave everything. You leave my marriage. Now. I want you to tell somebody next to you, I'm not packing no stress no more. I'm not going to worry about nothing. Because everything already covered by the blood of Jesus. Go to the second verse, Acts 2:2. Go to the second verse quickly. I got one more to give you, two more to give you.
Yes, sir.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven,
yes,
as a rushing mighty wind,
yes,
and it filled the house where it was sitting in their room.
Yes.
The wind's still blowing. Why it shouldn't blow here tonight? Why we just got to talk about when it blew and it can blow right now. Blow that problem out. Blow that sickness out. Blow that disease out. Blow that lack out. Blow that confusion out. Blow that stress. Ah! 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 I don't know nothing about no Wednesday. What you wearing? Talking about Wednesday? I don't know about no Wednesday. Every day is a powerful day. I don't have to wait till Sunday to shout. I can shout right now. I'm getting the victory right now. Watch this. God wanted me to be here tonight. You have no idea how many things you've cleared up in here tonight. The Holy Spirit is going to come back with it. He's going to remind you. What you dealing with there? What you say? Some things have been imparted to you.
Yes.
Prophetically.
Yes.
Go to the third verse. Come on, I'm trying to close. Go to the third verse. That a fire. That a fire. The wind already had blown. That a fire. That a fire, 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 fire. Oh, my goodness. That a fire. This is going to happen over and over again. Not just for that one occasion. Cloven tongue lack as a fire and set on a few of them. How many set on? How did it set on them? Personally, each of them. In other words, I can't get your fire. And you can't get my fire. Go to the next verse, fourth verse.
Yes, sir.
And some of them, filled with the Holy Ghost. Ta 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 la ya 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 yo ko para ta go pre e po sa kata ya e pro no mo mo ro ta ta ke ta ta pro ma kata ma 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 ko para who go si ke tele de bocha. Kotata, you just gonna stand there? Ha da la la ba sha ka ta ra ra ba ha ta 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 ta. Solve everything in your Lord. Solve everything. Ha sha ta Holy Ghost, solve everything. Sha ta ta everything. Everybody online, every home covered. Sha ta 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 ta. Ah! Woo! Woo! Ta 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 ta. Come on, help me. Ta ta ta. Come on, somebody help me. Cha-ta-ta-ro-ro-ba-ba-sa-ta. Get everything solved in here tonight. Ka-ta-ta. All sickness got to leave. Da-da-da. All lack got to leave. All confusion got to leave. Ah-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Say they all was filled with the Holy Ghost. Begin to speak with other tongues. As the Spirit give them utterance. Now these two, I'm going to close. Take these two, Leroy, and come. These two, write them down. Because now it's going to sound simple, but it's profound. Decreeing your gray space. Now, I've already quoted Ephesians 1:3. Decreeing your gray space. So tomorrow, when things look like they're getting tight, pause a few minutes and decree. And he's going to wrap grace around you. Just pause, just stop. And decree. Your grace paid. Now the cross paid for it. The resurrection validated. The seated position, watch over it. All you need is faith. And then the last one tonight I want to give you for the seventh one. You had to go back online and watch it if you ain't got them. Decreeing faith that cannot fail. Decreeing faith that cannot fail. Now I'm going to show you this. I'm going to show you this little secret I've shared with you before. Hebrews 11 and 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Right? Now, he that cometh to God must believe that he is number one. And he is a rewarder, number two. Number three, of them that didn't seek what they want. See, because when you seek him, he's going to tell you what you want. Because what you want is too small. A lot of times God didn't answer your prayer because you asked for too little. You asked with a mundane mindset. You never saw the glory of God, that God want to use you as a story. God want to use your life as a testimony of how good he is to his children. And then you out there winning souls to Christ. You're not worried. You're seeking first the kingdom of God, but God just blessing, just stacked, being stacked up on your life. I call blessings to stack up on your life. Blessing that you can't explain from this night forward. Just start stacking on top of you. And you don't know where it come from. Ah! Junior?